Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Jellico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We want to welcome everyone to Reaching the World for Christ in memory of evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. Brother Yearwood went to be with the Lord 3 years ago, and with the Lord's help, me and Tim has tried to carry on, and we're trying to sound the alarm and tell the people and warn them, the ones that ain't saved, to get right with God, because we don't want the blood to be on our hands, and we're just trying to reach the world for Christ. And we want everyone to join us tonight and tell your friends and your loved ones about the broadcast. Share it out and like it for us if you don't mind, so we can get the gospel out further. And we're going to be starting in Ezekiel 3:17, and I'm going to go on down through about 21. It says, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word of my mouth and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest not him not warning, nor speaketh to warn. Wait a minute. I've lost my place. Sorry about that. Yeah, my eyes are swelled up and can't see real good. So I'm going to start on verse 18 again. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness, and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because thou hast not given him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered, and his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also thou hast delivered thy soul. We're just here trying to warn the people and tell the people that they need to make the Lord their Savior, and that they need to quit their sinning and start living for the Lord, because if they die in their sin, they're going to go to hell. And so that's what the broadcast is about tonight. We're going to go over there and sing a few songs, and then we'll get this other caller in here. Just pray for us. Our throats ain't all that good today again, so just pray for us.
getting over here to me. We're set up over here with our stuff, our equipment over here on the other side of the room. So.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, here we go.
We've got the power in the name of Jesus. That's what we're going to be saying.
Give me your hand. Let's agree together that all of our enemies will crumble at our feet. For whatever we find on earth shall be found in heaven. And at the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. We got the power in the name of Jesus. We got the power in the name of the Lord. The Satan rages. We cannot be defeated. We got the power in the name of the Lord. For many years now, Satan tried to stop us, but the Church of Jesus is still alive. And like a mighty army, we keep marching onward, winning every battle with the Lord by our side. We got the power in the name of Jesus. We got the power in the name of the Lord. Don't fade and raise it. We cannot be defeated. We got the power in the name of the Lord. We got the power in the name of Jesus. We got the power in the name of the Lord. We cannot be defeated. We got the power in the name of the Lord. We got the power in the name of Jesus. We got the power in the name of the Lord. Those things are great. We cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. We've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Christian lives are wrecked by sin, and we blame it off the world we're in. We say there's nothing we can do. Instead of being a shining light, we're just doing right in our own eyes. As Christians, we're not doing our part, we're just getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. to the door. We're not praying to change any heart, just get into the door. Then all around us, get the old thing. The world's really as bad as it seems. We just close our eyes to what's going on. We're not burdened for the sin of man. Won't give our brother a helping hand. It's time to show the world a little spark instead of getting used to the dark.
God. It's the only way we can be saved.
hearts turn back to God. Let's learn to trust His power and give Him back our hearts. I'll tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. Our Jesus said before He went away, I'm leaving now, but I'll return someday. If we expect to go with Him to the land where angels cross, we better get our hearts right and let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn to trust His power and give Him back our hearts. I tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn to trust His power and give Him back our hearts. I'll show you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. I'll show you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God.
Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord.
Okay.
I'm taking one step at a time. Only Jesus is keeping the eye. I don't know where He's taking me, but I know He'll take care of me. One step at a time. It's a crazy world that we're living in. Don't want to choose the next, you just sink or swim. Everybody's talking that truth, get the one where they know. If any of us really wants to get your home, I'm taking one step at a time. Following Jesus, but He's had it fine. I don't know where He's taking me, but I know He'll take care of me. One step at a time. Sometimes I have plans that didn't work out, and I ask the Lord what it's all about. That's when He reminds me He's had it all along. So I just need to follow Him and Jesus, that's just known. I'm taking one step at a time, following Jesus with His hand in mind. I don't know where He's taking me, but I know He'll take care of me. One step at a time. It's a path of faith and not one of time. But just when I need it, God's word is my life. On the journey of His word, to trust and obey, I'll follow where He leads me for the rest of my day. I'm taking one step at a time, following Jesus with His hand in mind. I don't know where He's taking me, but I know He'll take care of me. One step at a time. One step at a time.
Praise Your
name, Lord. Glory to God. A voice within keeps the pathway straight. Makes me look for the heavenly gate. Makes me walk in God's Christian way. Tells me things about God above and all about His precious love. This small boy, this little heart, leads the way. Leads the way. Leads the way. This small boy, my heart leads away. He gave His love They crucified him upon Calvary. They put him in a borrowed grave after the gift that he had made. A plan of salvation full and free for you and me. After 3 days, he arose in the golden church great woe. And he walked and talked among men. He left it a cloud alone up to heaven to his home. That small voice in my heart, lead the way.
I know.
God. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I couldn't do without him. We're going to get this other caller in. 205, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead and obey the Lord.
You know, that song right there, it ought to thrill the heart of a Christian. Just to be glad.
Yes, amen.
And I often wonder, who is he to you, folks? Everybody out there's got to answer that question.
Amen.
Who is he to you? Is he, like some of them think, he was a good man. He was a great prophet. He was God in the flesh that come down and seen our need for forgiveness and died on that old rugged cross.
Yeah.
He was the sacrifice for our sins, glory to God. And this, you know, we go into the Christmas season and we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior. Praise God. But first, he's got to be your Savior. And tonight, we're preaching on a little subject about, he told old Ezekiel over there in the Bible, and he told him, said, I'm going to make you a watchman. In other words, I'm going to have you watch out. Today, they're called pastors in the churches. And when they know somebody's doing wrong or something, they're supposed to get up and preach a message on it. And if that don't work, they need to go talk to that person and say, no, I know you got this going on, but I wanted to tell you, you can't serve God and serve that. The stuff that you got is wrong, you know. And I thought about that a whole lot, prayed a lot about doing this service tonight. And I thought, you know, I've done that before. Tell somebody, you know, I know what you're doing here and there. And you know what? They'll always tell me the same old thing, folks. Praise God tonight. You can't judge me. You don't need to judge me. And you know what?
Come on.
I don't judge nobody. I don't judge nobody. But I tell you what I do. I can watch how you live. I can see what comes out of you. Because the Bible says it ain't what goes in a man that defiles him. It's what comes out of that man that defiles him. That's what puts sin in his life. What you live, how you present yourself, the words you speak, the places you go, the things you do, that's what defiles you. It's not, glory to God, just eating something or drinking something that defiles. No, it's what comes back out of you. And glory to God, that's what we're preaching a little bit on tonight. Because I'm so thankful to get, I was fired up all day today, was waiting for this to get a chance to speak about my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's who he is to me. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. Without him,
yeah.
I would have no way whatsoever. I'd be lost and dead in sin and trespasses. Glory to God. I was thinking earlier about, you know, when I went to my great friends that I'd had for years and years and years, run with them all the time, done everything, and I told them I got saved, guess what? I didn't have no friends no more. And through the years, by being a preacher and being in church and being around Christians, I've got more friends than I ever thought about having. I can call people in Kentucky, Ohio, Georgia, all over Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, and I can have Christians be praying for me if I need prayer. And, you know, that's a friend. When they'll sit up at night and go to praying for you because they know you're in need. That's a friend. It ain't one that runs off because you say, boys, guess what? I got saved. And they go, just scatter like a cubby of quail. People, when you got the friend of Jesus Christ, he'll never leave you. That's what you need to know tonight. And if the preacher at church or the Sunday school teacher or somebody Christian comes to you and say, look, I've seen this out of you. And let me tell you, that's wrong. And you need to repent. Don't get mad at them. Get mad at you for not being right with God to start with. Get mad at you for failing the Lord. Get mad at you for not receiving the salvation that he come to give us, glory to God. Because that's what Christmas is about. It's about, this is the salvation season. This is when he come down and come to earth in the form of a human, glory to God, and lived and died for me and you, that we could be set free. Glory
praise
to God.
Lord.
I'm going to start.
You there, Brother James?
Yeah, do what?
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
You there, Brother James?
Yeah. I'll tell you something. If we're just praising God, we're going to stay busy.
Praise the Lord. Can anybody out there hear me?
I can hear you.
Brother James, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm on here. It's not coming in. Can y'all
We're hear? Having difficulties here. We don't know if anybody can hear us or not. Brother Miles is cut off, and we can't hear him, so.
He probably called back in here in a minute. Maybe he had a bad connection in his phone line, maybe.
I'm still on it.
So,
go to another song.
Just, we'll have Tim go to another song until, see if Brother Miles comes back in. I don't know what's going on, but the devil's just trying to stop this broadcast because we're trying to warn the people to make it right with the Lord before they leave this world. And that's the most important thing is making sure that you are right with God, that your sins are forgiven, that you're all under the blood.
Yeah, he's dropped. Yeah. Yeah, he's going to call back in a minute. It said that his call dropped, so he should be calling back in here in a minute. So I'm going to sing a song real quick. Ivan says he hears this, so okay. I'm going to sing Ivan's song while we're waiting for... Oh, here's James right now. I'll turn him back on.
Can you hear me?
I'll wait till it comes in. Brother Miles, you in there?
Yeah. Yeah, can you not hear
Brother
me?
Brother Miles?
Yeah, I'm right here. Yeah,
no, we're still having problems.
They can't hear
I don't
that.
Think that he can hear us, so
yes,
Tim's just going to go to a song, and we'll see if it gets straightened out here in a minute.
Wait just a minute. I'm going to see if he's... We're still on, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can hear
him. I'll talk to him again.
He Brother Miles, are you still on?
Okay, we'll go to a song real quick as we're waiting on James to call back in.
Just bear with us. Thank you, Lord.
I live each day in victory because of the one who is in me. I found every promise he ever made. Jesus will keep. Walk by my side in desert strife. Love me and help me when I cry. So let me sing you one more song in case I leave. I know how I've made it by grace. Steps that are slower now each one's I face. Standing on Jordan's stormy shore, I'll lift my trembling voice once more. I know how I've made it by grace. God's children are leaving one by one, passing this way and going home. And signs of the times reveal we don't have very long. But each one who stands up on this shore, waving goodbye as they rejoin. Well, glory to God to leave here singing that same sweet song. I know how I've made it by grace. Just that our power now has taken each one's I face.
What God you? Praise the Lord. Can y'all hear? Y'all, I'm just going to have to get off this and get off here for a minute and just let this, we'll try to stop it. Gosh. Hey, can you hear me? Hey.
We are, and James is trying to call us on this number, so we're back now. So we're just waiting on James back in now because we got disconnected from our headquarters up in New Jersey. So we're waiting on James to call back in because he's calling us on the number that we're live on now. So wait just a minute. This sometimes does happen every once in a while. So we're just waiting on him to call back in. Guess there's been some kind of connection problems up there, but we're back in now on ours because we got disconnected, and I think that's what disconnected him over there on Blog Talk Radio. We can't answer him there, I don't think. Well, maybe you can talk to him and tell him we are on. I don't know how to change it back, though. Okay. We'll just have to wait here and see if he...
Praise the Lord. We're having difficulties here trying to get back on the air. If anybody can hear us, let us know.
Yeah, they can hear us. We're just waiting on James.
We can't get James back on.
There he is on there.
Get
talk to him now and see.
Hey.
Brother James.
Can y'all hear me? Yeah.
Yeah, we can
hear
you.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
I
can hear y'all.
Yeah,
I
we got disconnected.
I can hear y'all the whole time. I heard y'all the whole time. It's just y'all wasn't hearing me.
It disconnected you and then it disconnected us. So go ahead and obey the Lord.
I'll start this over again somehow or another. Let's see. I don't even know how to do it. Let's see.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. I got to get this back on again. And it's hard to do.
I feel like there's going to be some people touched tonight because when the Lord gets the blessing, the devil gets the mess. And so I believe somebody's going to get something out of this tonight.
All right, we're going live, fixing to go live on it. All right, praise God. We're going to try this. The first
the
devil knocked us off because he didn't want this to go out, folks. And
that's
if he don't
it.
Want to go out, there's actually something good come out of it. So praise God, you know.
Amen.
I'm going to pray again. I thank God for an opportunity to get to say something for my Lord and Savior. But you know what it's about?
Amen.
It comes out of Ezekiel chapter 3, and it's where Ezekiel, God spoke to him. And he said, Son of man, I've made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. And I told him, That is what a pastor is supposed to be doing. If the pastor in your church is not warning you against certain things, and every now and then bringing a message, and you wonder, who is he preaching to? Who's doing that? He's telling you, there's somebody in their God's telling they need to hear this. That's what we preach for. We don't preach this to tickle somebody's ears or something. God tells us there's a need for it. And a preacher preaches it. Glory to God.
Man, come on.
And it said this right here. It said, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. That's me. That's for the pastors. That's for the preachers. And I'm telling the preachers tonight, too, if you know somebody in there has got some fruit on their vine that's rotting on the vine, you need to give them warning. You need to get up and preach on that subject, and you need to let them know that God is giving you warning. And tonight is the night. Today's the night. This is the hour when you need to make it right. Because praise God, when you go on and read a little further down through here, if that wicked man takes warning, he's done something that God requires. He's saving his soul. He's trusting God. He's seeking that salvation. And you took the blood off of your hands, preacher. That's what he's talking about. He said, glory to God. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Now, friend, I'm going to tell you something right now as a preacher. And I love people. I want to see people saved. But if you won't listen when I preach the word and I give it straight and hard and hot, praise God, and you ignore it and let it go, I don't have no more to do with your soul. I don't get punished because you didn't get saved. You do. You'll bear your own iniquity, praise God, because the preacher can only go so far with you. He can only bring the word. He can only come and tell you, I see that you're doing this. I've seen you before, and it's wrong, and I wish you'd come to me, and let's get down and pray, and give your heart back to the Lord. You know, that's all he can do. He can't make you get saved. He can preach to you. He can bring the word of God to you. He can bring a message to you that'll touch right on you. Because the people leave church, a lot of times I've heard them. And he was stepping on my toes tonight. He was preaching right at me.
Come on.
The preacher don't know he's preaching at, but he knows that's what God said bring. And he gets up and brings it. And praise God. But it's still up to you, friend, to accept that word of God and to install it into your heart and start living it before God and before man. The preacher can't do it for you. Mom and daddy can't do it for you. Husband and wife can't do it for you. No one can. It's you. It's between you and God. The preacher has to bring the message. He has to give the warning. But when he gives it and you won't listen, oh, praise God, read it again. He said, but if I warn the wicked and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity. But thou, me, I've delivered my soul. I've done what God required. I've given the warning. Praise God. The preacher's all over right now. They're giving warning to people. And people are going and just looking around. They don't know that they're in dire danger of losing their very soul. And it might be that night. We don't know when we're going to die. But if God's giving you warning, there's a reason for it. He's trying to turn you around before it's too late. Because when it's too late, it's everlastingly too late. That's when maybe you've left this earth all of a sudden, wasn't even sick, and you just die in your sleep. People do it every day. They make start home and have a wreck. You left church, but you failed to repent. Now what's going to happen to you? Now you're in the hands of God, and he sent you a warning, and you heeded it not. Praise God. Why? You're too busy telling the preacher, you're judging me. That's what it is. You're judging me. People, I ain't got no right to judge nobody. I don't even want to judge myself. God's going to judge us. And even Jesus Christ said, I will not judge you. There is one that'll judge you. The word that I've spoken, the word's what's going to judge us, folks. We either live and we live up to this word of God, or you're going to fail, and you're going to burn in that lake of fire, and there's no two ways about it. You ain't got no other choice. You can't maybe get in. Maybe I'll make it. Maybe if you're saved, sealed, and sanctified by God, you'll know you've got it. You'll know you're saved. Hallelujah, God. Mom or daddy, nobody else will have to come and tell you you're saved. The preacher don't have to come to you and say, you're saved. You're going to tell the preacher, I got saved. I need baptized. I'm ready to serve God with all I've got in me. I want to give him my everything, because that's exactly what he did on Calvary. He gave you his everything, his very life's blood. He shed for us to be cleaned up. Praise God. And when somebody warns you, keep your mouth shut with that, you're judging me. They can't judge you. I'll get on a little later on what he can judge. He said, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness And boy, we've seen enough of that in churches where they'll be serving God 35, 40 years, and all of a sudden they just quit church. What'd you leave for, brother? I just got tired of it. I just left. And they go back to doing what they was doing before. And they don't think nothing's wrong with it.
Amen.
And they know that they're dooming their soul to hell. But he said, when he does turn to his righteousness and commits iniquity, glory to God. And I lay a stumbling block. This is God. I lay a stumbling block before him. He shall die because thou hast not given him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness, which he hath done, shall not be remembered. But his blood will I require to him. So you see, preachers, pastors, listen to me well. I'm not the one to lead the pastors in the way to go. But if you got somebody in your church, a good feller, been in there 50 years, 40 years, and you don't want to tell him that you see him doing wrong, you don't want to preach to him and let him know what it is, praise God, his blood's going to be required of you. His blood's going to be required of you. And that right there is not something you want, friend. A preacher, pastor, whoever you are, Sunday school teacher, whoever, if God lets you know something is wrong in their life, go tell them. Go tell between you and them. Don't advertise it. Go tell them they're wrong. Stuff you got to get back right with God. Because it says this. He said, nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also, thou hast delivered thy soul. Now, I don't know about most preachers, but see, a fear of God is what all of us need. We need to fear God enough to follow his commandments and to walk in his statutes, to put the word of God to live in our lives. Because the Bible says the hearers of the word are never justified, but it's the doers of the word. They're the ones that's justified before God, the ones that does the word of God in their everyday life. And we can go out here and love people and help people and lift up people. We ain't out trying to push them down. We ain't looking down our nose at them because they don't go to our denomination or our this or our that. Praise God. If they know Jesus Christ, if they know him and love him as their Lord and Savior and serve him with all their heart, guess what? They belong to the same church I do. The church of God, period. There's only one church. One church. The denominations are man. But there's only one church, and that one church is the one he's coming back for. It's the children of God, the followers of Jesus Christ, the livers of the word, the ones that live it in their life. They don't go around saying, well, I don't believe that part. That part, don't. I just don't believe that. Because you leave part of it out, you left all of it out. And they won't tell you that either. But praise God. If you got part of this word that you just can't stand, you don't like it, you don't believe it, you don't believe none of it because you're not trusting God. You're telling God, you was wrong, you was wrong, you lied to me. That part there don't count. All of it counts. All of it is the word of God. All of it's the truth. All of it's got to be lived. All of it's got to be done. We reverence the word of God. Do you know why, friend? Do you reverence Jesus? Yes. Have you ever read in the Bible, his name is the Word of God, 19th chapter of Revelation, read it yourself. It says his name is the Word of God. If he is the Word of God, and we claim to love Jesus, then we ought to claim to love the Word of God also. That's what it's about tonight. I'm coming to give a warning that we can't live any old way. We can't live the way we want. I can't be what Grandma and Grandpa said to be. I got to be what the Word of God said.
Yes,
I ain't put no name or nothing, but I've heard recently people in church, somebody get up and speak and make them mad. They didn't feel like they had a right to speak, so they just leave the church and walk out. Friend, why would you get mad if somebody's testifying? Anybody, a child, a woman, a man, it don't matter. The word of God is glory to God. It says right in it in Revelation that we're made overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. And what else?
Yeah.
The word of our testimony. Nobody should care if you're testifying how good God's been to you. And if they do care, they're the ones that need to be warned. There's something wrong in them. There's somebody told them a lie. There's somebody said, don't pay no attention to that word of God because that's not true. It's all true. All of this is true. All of this comes from Jesus. All of this is what we got to live. All of this is what we got to go by. Glory to God. I can't throw part of it away because it don't suit me. I got to move up to the Word. The Word will never back down to me. I got to move up to the Word of God. And here's what it says. You know, you've read in your Bible, maybe heard it before, that they said that the sins of the father would fall down to the third and fourth generation of the children. Well, God said, not so. And I'm going to read it, Ezekiel chapter 18. I'm going to start at verse 14. I'm going to read a little bit. He said, now, lo, if he begat a son that seeth all his father's sins, which he hath done, and considereth and doeth not such like, that hath not eaten upon the mountains, neither hath lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, hath not defiled his neighbor's wife, neither hath oppressed any, hath not withholden the pledge, neither hath spoiled by violence, but hath given his bread to the hungry, and hath covered the naked with a garment, that hath taken off his hand from the poor, that hath not received usury nor increase, hath executed my judgment, hath walked in my statutes, he shall not die for the iniquity of his father. He shall surely live.
Man.
But I've heard preached that, it always falls to the third and fourth generation. That means if my daddy done something terribly wrong, I have to pay for it. And God said, not so. If that son doesn't do the sins of his father, he's free from that, and he can walk in the statutes of God. But people, they want to beat you to death with things they read in the Old Testament. Because God was angry with Israel, and he told them, that's all these sins you're doing, it's going to fall on your children also. If they don't repent, they live the same way. It'll fall on them too. And that's what he's telling them. And God said, but if that son or that daughter don't do them sins like you did, they're going to be free from it. Ain't that wonderful news? That my daddy might have been a rapist. My daddy could have been a murderer. My daddy could have been a thief, just an outlaw. But praise God, if I don't grow up into that, I don't have to repent from that. I don't have to hold those sins over my head.
Amen.
That's what they need to know. It don't matter if your daddy and mama just hated God, would not go to church, just couldn't stand the thought of the Bible and all that, because there's a lot of them that way. But you find Jesus, and you find that salvation, and you stand on that rock of what Jesus gives each one of us, praise God, and you hold fast, and you stand there, and you don't believe like they do. You believe like God said to. Praise God. You've saved your soul. Glory to God. You've freed yourself from the bondage that was on your mother and daddy. And you say, why would you preach like that? Because that's what the Word of God says. That's why. And I believe that we need to read all this. It says, as for his father, because he cruelly oppressed, spoiled his brothers by violence, and did that which is not good among his people, lo, even he shall die in his iniquity. If he don't repent, if he don't do like his son, if he don't turn to God, praise God, daddy's going to die, and daddy's going in the lake of fire. But his son don't have to follow him. Right now, I'm telling you, children, glory to God, your daddy and mama might be the biggest hard cases that ever lived. They can't stand church. They can't stand nobody to invite them to church. They get mad at them. All this stuff, because I've been there, I know, I've seen it. But praise God, you don't have to be that way. God calls you to come out. Hallelujah. And to live a different life. He calls you to live in freedom. Because he says, who the Lord has set free, he's free indeed. Glory to God. You don't have to follow because mama and daddy, grandpa and grandma done these things this way. We don't have to walk in them anymore. We walk in the statutes of God and we're free. We're free from sin. We're free from iniquity. We don't have to live in it. Glory to God. We can serve that one true God. We can live a life of peace, glory to God, prosperity in the land, because God supplies our needs and our what we need. He always gives us, praise God. He said, yet ye say, doth not the Son bear the iniquity of the Father? He said, when the Son hath done that which is lawful and right, and hath kept all my statutes, and hath done them, he shall surely live. You want to know how to have life today? You want to know how to live a glory to God, a happy life, a free life, not in bondage to nothing? Glory to God. Then live what God said.
Amen.
Love your neighbor as yourself. Love your enemy. Help him out.
Yes.
Give him. Glory to God. Why would I do that? He's my enemy. Then praise God. Then you don't know God. God said, love them. Don't hate them. Love them. Just do away with your enemies. Make them your friends. Get overcome evil with good. Hallelujah. If we do good to them, it's kind of hard for them to keep fighting us after a while when you're doing good to somebody. And you'll learn that. When they do good to you, do you turn around and slap their jaws? You thank them. That is just a little bit of common sense go a long way to helping us serve the living God today. He said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The Son shall not bear the iniquity of the Father, neither shall the Father bear the iniquity of the Son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. Now, there's a lot of people right now today, because I've prayed for many, many. Their children's in prison, some of them for life, killing people. And they'll ask you to pray for them. Pray for them. Pray that they'll get saved. Pray for them. But you know, if their son or daughter, whoever it is, don't turn from their wicked ways, they'll die in that wickedness. But the father and the mother that's seeking God for their help, praise God, they're delivering their soul. They're crying out to God, just wanting to see their son or daughter saved. They may never get out of prison, but I just want to see them saved. I want to know that I can see them in heaven one day, God. Help me, Jesus. Touch them, Lord. Glory to God. Many, many have come to me and had me pray that for their sons and daughters that are in prison today. Never going to get out. But they're praying that God would move on them and free them from their wickedness, from their sins, from the things they've done. Glory to God. And we ought to be that way too. If we got a son or daughter and they're living maybe the roughest life in the world, you're going to spend a lot of time on your knees and on your face before God because you want to see them saved. You want to see them brought out of that and lifted up. They may be behind bars, but they can be set free right there. That's why they pray. That's why they never give up. Glory to God. God didn't give up on us. He sent Jesus down here to make a way for us. Glory to God. And here's what this says. It said, but if the wicked will turn from his sins that he hath committed and keep all my statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die.
Yeah.
Talking about our loved ones that's in prisons, jails, all these outreach places because they're on drugs so bad. And we get to praying and we get to crying out. We get to seeking God. And we get to encouraging other Christians to help us pray for them. And God moves on them and frees them from that and sets them free that yoke. Sin is broken off of them. Hallelujah, God. And that yoke of righteousness is put on them, Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Then they'll live, friend. Don't you give up on them. You keep praying. You keep seeking the throne, glory to God. And sooner or later, I believe God will move on our faith and save our children and bring them out of that bondage of sin. Glory to God. He said, all his transgressions that he hath committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him in his righteousness that he hath done, he shall live. And it don't matter, I believe this, what kind of sin they've committed, why they're in prison, what they've done, how bad they've done. Glory to God, they've done it out of the right mind. They've done it, the devil keeps them trying them, doing all that. But when they turn to God, he said he will abundantly pardon. He's a forgiving God. That's why he came.
Yes,
he came to this earth to make a way that we could escape our sin debt that we owe. That's what he came for. And tonight I'm preaching this because there's people right now, they've just about lost all hope. I remember, I can't call his name, he used to call in over here, Sister Betty, he knew what I'm talking about. And his son was in prison. You may know who I'm talking about, called in a lot. And we'd always pray for his son that was in prison, praying that he'd get saved, praying that he'd get right and get out, you know. We prayed for him a whole lot. And there's others that's the same way in the same shape. Glory to God. But they don't give up on their children, and God don't give up on his. And we are his children. We are the sheep of his pasture. He ain't quit on you. He's never give up. You may be so hard-headed, you don't want to listen to that preacher. He's all down. He just preaches right at me. No, he ain't preaching to everybody. It just happens to hit you. You happen to be guilty of the word to do that. It's not that the preacher has searched you out. There he is. There's that sinner. I'm going to preach at him. He's not doing that, friend. That's up here. That's in your mind. That's the devil saying, he's picking on you. See what he's doing? He's picking on you. He knows how you're living. That's a lie from hell. The devil trying to discourage you. He don't want you to listen. He wants you to feel picked on and abused and judged and turned out and all that. But what God's trying to do is just prick your conscience and get you to say, Lord, forgive me. Wow, that's a lot.
Yes.
Lord, forgive me. Have mercy upon me, a sinner, God. Please come, wash me in your precious blood. Lord, turn my life around. Dear God, I may never get out of here. I may never be where I should be in this fight. But praise God, I can be with you, Lord. When they do, friend, I don't care where you're at or what shape you're in. My God is merciful. My God loves you. He'll deal with you. He'll come to you in your hour of deepest despair, and he will lift you up. Praise God. That's what he came for, and that's what he's still doing today.
Amen.
Glory to God. He said, but when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and doeth according to all the abominations that the wicked man doeth, shall he live? All his righteousness that he hath done shall not be mentioned in his trespass that he had trespassed, and in his sin that he hath sinned. In them shall he die. You remember what I said about the wicked? If the wicked turns from his ways, he said, all them sins, oh my gosh, they may be so many you can't number them. Mine would, praise God, but they're gone, and they'll never be mentioned. They'll never be brought up. I'll never be shamed with them when I stand before God. Hallelujah. All that's gone. But if you're righteous and you've lived for God for years and years, and all of a sudden, you say it just ain't worth it. I'm letting go. And you go out and go to sinning. Every good thing you've ever done is just like the sins. It'll never be mentioned again. You'll never have. You talk about, remember over in the book of 1 Corinthians, it said that we seek a reward. You know, when we stand before God, it's according to if our works, if they last or not. If they do last, we get a reward for being what God said to be. Praise God. But if they don't,
amen,
they're going to burn. And you know what? A lot of people's righteousness is going to catch fire one day. And it ain't going to be there no more for them to lean on. They can't say, but I've done this. But I did that. I fed the poor. I went out and helped people that was out in the streets, give them a place to stay. I've rented rooms for them. I've done a lot of stuff for people. That don't count in the day that you go sin. For your sin, you shall die. That's what it says. Glory to God. It said, yet you say, the way of the Lord is not equal. Hear now, O house of Israel, is not my way equal? Are not your ways unequal? When a righteous man turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and dieth in them for his iniquity that he's done, shall he die? Of course he will. And that lake of fire will be his own. He threw God away. Can you imagine serving God for 40, 50 years in a church house? All of a sudden you get fed up, mad at the preacher, somebody kicked you off in the church, you just leave, and then you go to sinning, and all that good stuff's gone out the window. You threw God away. You don't want him no more. I ain't going to be in a church house with them people. And it's happening. People does it all the time. But they're going to die and wind up in a lake of fire one day. Why are you preaching this? Because I don't want to see you in a lake of fire one day. I want to see you in the kingdom of God. I want to be in heaven with everybody. Why would we want to see one sinner go into that lake of fire, praise God, when we can see them saved? When we can preach the word of God hot and true and straight and glory to God, they got a chance to seek forgiveness. And so again, when the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed, and doeth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive. So,
yes,
if you die tonight, I'm going to tell you this. If you die tonight after listening to this and you wind up in hell, don't you blame nobody. Don't you blame the preacher. Don't you blame mom and daddy. Don't you blame your wife or husband. Don't you blame somebody you work with, somebody you know, somebody that talked you into it. It was you that turned loose of God. It was you that would not turn from wickedness. It was you that fell into sin. It was you that has the mark of Satan upon him. It was you that let go of the mighty Savior, Jesus Christ, who's able to save your soul and to present you faultless and blameless before the throne of God. It's you that let go. It won't be nobody to blame but that old rascal that looks back in the mirror when you comb your hair in the morning.
Amen.
He said, because he considereth and turneth away from all his transgressions that he hath committed, he shall surely live. He shall not die. If you sit down today, folks, I don't care who you are. I don't care what denomination you are. That's hogwash anyway. I care if you know God or not. And if you know God and you've been a sinner, maybe you've been out here running the streets wild, just like I did maybe when I was young, and you decide to turn to God and you give up all that iniquity and sin that was in your life and ask God to be merciful and to forgive you and to help you straighten that life out. Glory to God. He will. He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Glory to God. He says that. He'll do it if we'll confess and cry out to Jesus, glory to God. You don't have to die for what you've done. You can live for what you turned away from. And that's what I think that's important. But I wanted to address something that happens. It's happened to me a lot since I've been a preacher. People will always say, you don't have no right to judge me. You don't have no right to look down at me. No, I don't. No. But there is something I can look at. I'm going to read it to you.
Yes.
I'm going to start at verse 13, chapter 7 in the book of Matthew. And it tells us this. Enter you in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in therein. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Said, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're ravening wolves. And said, here's what it says. You shall know them. Oh, wait a minute. Does that mean I got to judge? No. Here's what it says. You shall know them by their fruits.
Amen.
Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. But a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit.
Amen.
I know you by what you're how you're living. That's the fruit of your life.
Amen.
What kind of example are you giving to the world? How are you living your life? If I see you coming out of the beer joint every weekend instead of coming to church and you're staggering around getting to your car and then I hear you got a DUI and all that stuff, I know what you're doing. You see what I'm saying? I don't got to judge you. I look at your fruit. And if your fruit is rotten, your life is rotten, and you need to seek the Savior. Because that's what a man looks at, is how are what kind of fruit are you bearing? Your mouth, what does it speak? What does your life show people? Does it show Jesus or does it show the devil? Are you living one of them, mash your finger and say 47 cuss words before you can get your breath again? Or are you one of them, mash your finger, hold it a minute, and say, praise the Lord. I done that one day, man, dropped a piece of steel about that thick, it fell down and caught my fingernails against the edge of a press die. I was going, just holding my breath and going around and around. Finally, I got my breath. I said, praise the Lord. He was over there by me. I'm so sorry. And he said, what did you say praise the Lord for? And I said something probably shouldn't have said. I said, held him up. I said, they're still there, stupid. But I want you to know, you can praise God in the bad times. You don't have to cuss. You don't have to say a bad word. You don't have to have a bad thought. Why does that enter your mind instead of glory to God, thank you, Jesus, because if it gets well, you're going to do it. I can't heal myself. Doctors can't heal me. If it gets well, Jesus has to do it, don't he? Every good tree brings forth good fruit, A corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, but neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. And people don't understand that, do they? But I'm going to tell you something. If you out there cheating on your wife, and people sees you out running the road to these other women, or you're out here drinking and ripping up down the roads, acting stupid, you're over at the house where they sell the dope and stuff, and you're there twice a week or three times, and people sees you, they see your fruit. They can't tell what's wrong with you, but they see your fruit ain't no count, don't they? And people say, you're going to judge me. I'm not. I'm judging how you live. I'm judging what you're doing. I'm judging what you're bringing forth and showing the world. Because if you're not showing Jesus, what do you think you're showing except the devil? That's the only thing left. Hallelujah. It's the devil itself. That's who you're showing. That's how you're living. That's how you're walking. You're not showing anything to uplift nobody, including yourself. Don't deceive yourself. Everybody thinks I've got it. Everybody thinks I've got it in. I've got everything in. My wife don't know about it. My brother and sister don't know about it. Mom and daddy don't know I do it. Yeah, they do.
Come on.
They see it on you. They can smell it on you. You get around them, and you just took a nip or two, but you didn't drink much, and you get around them. I guarantee you somebody don't drink them, know you're drinking. They can tell in your actions. They can tell in your thumpy words. All that stuff. I'm telling you, sin will show on you quicker than anything else. Sin will show on you, and it sticks out like a sore thumb. That's why they escape church so fast when they decide to go back out into sin. They run, and they run away from it. They don't want nobody to see them. But praise God, let me read this right here to you. Out of the 15th chapter of the book of John, this is what Jesus said, talking about your fruits. He said, I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now what kind, I'm going to ask y'all yourself, don't have me answer this question. What kind of fruit would you say God's looking for? The fruit of the devil or the fruit of the Savior? Good fruit?
Come on.
Or bad fruit? Fruit that'll carry you into the kingdom of God. Fruit that'll help others find their way to Jesus. Fruit that you can lay your head down at night and rest assured knowing that if you don't wake up, you're going in to see Jesus. You're going into the kingdom of God. You're going to see the ones that went before you. Glory to God. Or do you lay your head down at night saying, oh my God, I hope I don't die. I ain't quite ready yet. I ain't through living yet. Because a lot of you are saying that today. The church is thinning out. Used to, you couldn't get into church and find a place to sit. There were so many people coming. Well, you sit anywhere you want to, front row, back row, middle row. There'll be a place for you in church if you'll just go. Why? Because people, they don't want to bring that fruit that God wants. They don't want to deliver up to God what God said we had to bring. Glory to God. No, because they think they spun out here in this world. Oh, it might be for a day or two, but I'll tell you what. The fun of this world will ruin your marriage. It'll ruin your life. You'll lose your job. You'll drink yourself into stupor. You'll get on dope and can't get off. It'll take a hold of you, and it'll hold you a lot longer than you want to stay.
Amen.
He said, glory to God, now ye are clean. Listen to this. You're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you.
Yeah.
If you abide in me, and I
That's
in
it.
You, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. You want your fruit changed? Would you like to bring fruit to God that he say, I'm so pleased with you? Come on in. Enter in the joys of your Lord, my good and faithful servant. Your fruit has been good before me. Glory to God. You've earned a place at the master's table. Come in and sit down at the marriage supper, and I'm going to gird myself, and I'm going to come serve you because you have brought forth good fruit unto me. Or are you going to be one of them that said, you depart from me. I never knew you, but I have seen your fruit, and it was rotten. It fell off the tree before it ever got ripe. It fell down and it rotted because it was so evil. And I don't want nothing to do with you. You depart from me, you worker of iniquity. You go serve your father, the one that's in that lake of fire, because that's where you're going to be forever. And common sense would say, you'd sit there and go like this and go, well, I sure don't want to know lake of fire. Then how come so many's acting like that's exactly where they want to go? Why is their fruit so rotten? Why are they going, just like when Israel got attacked over, how come so many are going around and crying out for the ones that done all the killing and the raping and the murdering of children and all that they did? Why are they crying out for terrorists? Somebody's fruit ain't no count. Somebody's been feeding them fruit that wasn't no good. Somebody has corrupted the tree. And they're trying to, all of them stay hooked to that same tree. But that's an evil tree. That tree ain't got its roots in Jesus Christ. It's not the vine of God. It's not where we need to be. We need to separate right now from the evil and seek the good. Walk therein. Glory to God. I want my name written down. I want to know that when I get there, it ain't going to be no mistake. He's going to read my name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. What about you, friend? Ain't that what we go to church for? Ain't that why we get down and serve God? Then why is it? Just like I said, if I get up and preach certain things and it sits on somebody's toes, they get mad at me when I'm just doing what God said. I didn't ask them to approve my sermon before I preached it. Was that my mistake? I'm not going to either. If God says preach this, that's what I'm going to preach. If he says preach this over this book and break this out, that's what I'm going to preach. I'm not going to obey man. Man can't get me into heaven. Man will keep me out. But praise God, God will get me in. He goes on and he says, I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can't do nothing. People try to make it. Glory to God. I've straightened my life out. I've quit all my drinking, all my doping. I don't run around. I just stay home with my wife and my kids. I work and I come home, and that's all I do. And I'm a good man. Good won't get you there. Saved will get you there. Good will not get you in the kingdom of God. You can be the best man. You can take half your earnings and give to the poor. You can go out here and take people off the street, set them up in homes and different things, whatever you can. And still, that ain't enough. You've got to repent. And you've got to come under the hand of Jesus Christ. Amen. You've got to hook into his back. You got to let your fruit come from him. Glory to God. He just sold you. Without me, you can't do nothing. So whatever you're doing, thinking you're doing all that, and you're so good, it's not good enough for God. We got to do it through him. We got to do it with
Amen.
Him. And glory to God. He said this. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. You shall ask what you will. It shall be done unto you.
Yes.
I thought about that verse right there. Would that not be enough to make you want to serve God? To know that if we get in dire needs, dire straits, we can cry out to God and he hears us and he moves on. And I skipped the verse. I skipped it on purpose. But I'm going to read it. Verse 6 said, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered.
Amen.
And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. That's the second death, the Bible calls it. That's when you're cast into that lake of fire where no escape comes. You're in a glorified body. You can't die, but you'll suffer forever. Is that what you want for you? And you say, I don't believe in this God you're preaching. You wait till you start to die. And you're crying out for life. And you're crying out for mercy. Maybe it's your child. Maybe it's your wife. Maybe it's your mom or daddy. And you get to crying out for the mercy of God to come upon you. You get to say, Lord, I'll do anything. I'll do anything, Lord. Please help him. Help him, Jesus. Take his way. And you'll mean it from your heart. And it might be too late. That's why I'm preaching this. If you've got iniquity, iniquity is going to abound in your life till you get Jesus. Till you let go and let God have his way once and for all in your heart, in your life. Praise God. You're going to be lost, eternally damned. You're going to be thrown in that lake of fire. And when you need God the most, he's not going to be found of you because you threw him away.
Amen.
And they say, I know it's going to be a lot of people. That don't sound like your usual preaching. We're not in usual times. This world is turning so dark that the light is rare. There's darkness everywhere you turn.
Yes.
Look on the news station, what's going on around the world. And you're going to find out, we're in the last days. We're in the time of choice. And if you make the choice wrong, you're going in that lake of fire. But if you make Jesus your choice, if you choose Jesus, if you choose salvation over damnation, glory to God, you can be saved tonight. You can come out of the rut of sin that Satan's had you in. And you can be set free tonight. And all I'll tell you, three little words. Lord, save me. Lord, forgive me.
Amen.
You cry that out in the depth of your heart, and you're going to meet Jesus tonight. He's going to come to you. He don't throw people away. I got a song that said he didn't throw the clay away. When I was so hard up, I was nasty, I was filthy, I was dirty, he didn't throw it away. He took the clay and made it over again. This time he made it right. And he took the bad parts out. Trinity will do it for you. He loves you. He come to seek your salvation. He didn't come to gain anything. He came to suffer, bleed, be abused, and to die. But he rose again that third day, conquered death and hell for me and you. It don't have to have no hold on us. We can surely live just like the Bible said. But first, you're going to have to turn to God. Throw away your sinful attitude, sinful things you do. Let me give you, I'm going to put something in there that may make you mad. Throw away what mama, daddy, grandpa, grandma, uncle, aunt, whoever told you that part of that Bible wasn't right, throw that away too.
Come on.
And you start leaning to this. Not to your own understanding, but lean on the Word of God. Let the Word of God be your guide. What kind of man, woman, boy, or girl that you are in this life. Because that's going to determine where you spend the next life. It's either going to be in the kingdom of God where everything is glorious, everything's wonderful. Nobody can die. Nobody can get sick. Nobody can feel pain. Nobody will be hurt. No broken hearts. No tears. Or you can be in that lake of fire. And you can't climb out. So they'd be weeping, wailing, gnashing of teeth. That's how miserable it's going to be. And God always says the same thing. Choice is yours. I give you an opportunity tonight. He's putting it before you right now. You got an opportunity. Don't think this old preacher is judging you. I don't even know you properly. May never see you. But I can love you and tell you the truth. The truth in God is this. If you don't have Jesus as a Savior, you need to cry out tonight. Tomorrow may be too late. The rest of this night you may never have. I may never have it. But I'm not afraid. I know if I die, I got a new life coming. What about you? You got a new life coming too. Where are you going to spend it? You need to know. Tonight, if you will, wherever you at, bow your heads with me. Just for a minute. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, asking you for mercy on all those, Lord, that have lived wrong. They spent this life enjoying whatever they could do, whatever they could get in. But God, I ask you right now, have mercy on them. If they cry out this night, Lord, whether they be in prison, in jails, wherever they're at, God, I ask you have mercy on them. Lord, I ask you to put some of that precious blood on them, wash them clean. Take their sin debt and pay it all for them, God. Never let it be mentioned again as long as they live right before you. Because, dear God, living right means taking this Word of God and applying it to our lives. How we live, how we love, how we think, how we feel. God, please have mercy on them. And Lord, let everyone that calls on your precious name tonight be saved, sealed, brought in, sanctified, filled with your spirit. And let the love of God hold them in your arms throughout all eternity. Dear God, I pray this for my children that are lost. I pray it for my loved ones that don't know you as their Savior yet. But dear God, I know they're going to. I prayed too long, and I know you're going to save them. But I believe there's people out there tonight that are teetering right on the edge. They may not leave this world righteous, but they can leave it saved. They can leave it forgiven. And then the righteousness will be imputed to them because they have believed God. Lord, I love you. I praise you. I thank you, and I ask you to do this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. Friends, if you prayed that with us, there's going to be a difference in your life. The fruit inspector that comes by, he's going to see good fruit on you now because things change when Jesus comes into your life. Sister Betty, I'm going to turn it back over to you again.
Good message, brother. We're going to come over here and sing a few songs to just pray with us and worship the Lord with us. Thank you, Jesus.
Wash and wash away my sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
I'm going to have to get me a book because Mom's got her papers over there and I can't see.
Our voice. My voice was trying to cut out on me. We're
going to
start.
I don't do it to get him memorizing them.
Praise the Lord.
I can remember the choruses to him, but I have a hard time doing the verses to him.
God can wash away my sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. God can make me whole again. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon this I see. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing gift my plea. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the fall.
Do you know how it feels? know nothing's business, but here is the old small boy that you just keep dismissing. Do you know how to feel me trouble this time? The thing just breathes all across someone dies. Do you know how to feel when he got to surrender? Have you since walked away, never to be remembered? And know that it's real. Tell me, do you know how it feels? And how does it feel to know you're a child of the King, your Heavenly Father holds everything? How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right? Keep laying head on your pillow each night and know that it's real. Ain't it good to know how it feels? Do you know how it feels when your cold heart is melted and tears started flowing the moment you felt it? Do you know how it feels to know you've been changed and it seems that the whole world has been rearranged? Do you know how it feels wherever he's gone? You still get a feeling to turn on his home, knowing heaven is real. Tell me, do you know how it feels? And how does it feel to know you're a child of the King, your Heavenly Father? Oh, how does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right? Do you lay your head on your pillow each time and know that it's real? Ain't it good to know how it feels? Ain't it good to know how it feels?
That's about all that we can do right now in singing. We've got ripped our voices. So, Brother Miles, do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, I want you to remember the people in our church, Nick's Chapel, Church God. Remember all of them. We're having a dinner tomorrow night at 5, celebrating the Lord. Remember all of us be up there. And, remember my mother. She's been sick. I took her back to the doctor today, and they said she was better, but she still got that bronchitis in her. And remember me. I got a catch in my left shoulder and upside of my neck. I can't hardly stand to move it. So remember all these, like I said, there's so many people out there that's got loved ones in the prisons, in the jails and things, and they cry out and they pray and ask God to save them. But let's pray for them, too. We need to pray for them in the prisons and the jails and the nursing homes, the hospitals, and all these little kids at St. Jude's and children's hospitals around the world that is in so sad a shape. But we have a God that's able to deliver every one of them to 100% health, and one day he will. All these little kids, they'll never suffer again when they enter that city. Glory to God. That's why I preach so hard. I want people to understand that God is the answer. Whatever problem you got, God is the answer. And when we pray, quit thinking that, well, he might not move, but he will move. That's the thing. If we'll believe and have faith, God will move on our prayer request.
Yes, he will.
He'll save those that need saved. He'll touch those that need touching, praise God. And we got to believe what we're asking God to do, that God will do it. Because he will.
Yes, he will.
We will. I believe he's going to move on my lost kids. If I didn't believe that, I'd tell you so. That I just don't think he's going to. I know he's going to. He told me he would, and God's faithful.
Amen.
And y'all remember all the churches that seem to be falling down. They ain't as spiritual as what they used to be, I guess the way to put it.
Amen.
They used to be on fire and seemed like the fire is trying to go out. And I'm praying that God will throw some dry wood in there and get that fire stirred up again. Serve God in the spirit and in truth. Glory to
Amen.
God. Remember Sister Betty and Tim? They've been sick for, gosh, a long time. Brother Don Harris, he needs strength in his body. And he's been run down. There's so many up there and down here, too, that just they need prayer. The churches need prayer. That we get in and just be that on-fire church for God that put out a light that the whole world could see and that people would be wanting to come in. Boy, it says, I'm still in the spirit. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. I just want to give the testimony again about, you was talking about, you know, that God can heal people. Well, my brother, about 5 years ago now, 4 or 5, something like that, he was in a coma for 26 days. All of his organs had shut down. He was up here in Chattanooga at Erlanger. And for 26 days, the doctors kept saying, he'll never make it, he'll never make it. And me and my husband kept telling them, yes, he will make it. We're going to go in there and we're going to lay our hands on him and we're going to pray for him and God's going to raise him up. And sure enough, 26 days later, the Lord brought him out of that coma, raised him up, and he lived 3 years after that. So you can't tell me that God can't do these things, because I've seen too many miracles to, you know, I believe that God can do the impossible. God can do anything. We just got to believe, and we got to trust him. If we have any kind of doubt at all, then he's not going to move. We got to absolutely put all of our trust and faith in him and believe when we pray for these things to happen. But we have a lot of different people that are really needing prayer. And let's remember Dora and Jay. They need a miracle. Remember Teresa Powell. She says to remember her and her family. Let's pray for Glenn and Linda McDaniels. Glenn's sister passed away, and they just buried her a couple days back. And Linda's nephew, I haven't heard anything today, but they were supposed to be unplugging him. So I haven't heard nothing. So just remember that family. They've been going through a lot. And remember Charlene Hall. She said to pray for her and her family. And she said pray for the family that just got hit by the train in Philadelphia, Tennessee. That's where she lives. And somebody was hit by a train down there. I don't know the circumstances, but just lift them up to God. And Pat Blevins said to pray for her son. Keep him in your prayers. Lucy and Jerry Lowe need prayer. Bill and Jackie Yates. Bill has cancer and needing God to give him a miracle. Joyce Medina, she's back home, I think. She had a stroke the other day, and I think they said everything's just about back to normal now, so we thank God for that, but just continue to pray for her. Wayne and Brenda Sennard need our prayers. Let's pray for Israel and our nation and our leaders.
Amen.
And let's remember Donna Watson and family, Anita Carroll and her family, and the loss of her brother. Remember Linton and Cookie. Sharon Nowak needs prayer. Let's remember Nancy Watson and her family. Mark Spencer, he's a pastor up in Ohio somewhere. He's needing God to touch and heal him. Cookie Woods says to remember her and her family. They need healing. Let's remember little Landon. Little Noah and all the others that are going through chemo treatments. Let's remember Carolyn Cooper, and that God will continue to strengthen her. And let's remember all the babies, all the children that have RSV right now. And we know of several of them that have it, and one of them's still in the hospital as far as I know, so remember them. Remember all the ones with COVID and colds. My great nephew, him and his 6 kids and his wife, I reckon all of them have been sick. So remember them. They're needing God's touch. Let's remember Willa Dean, that God will continue to touch her and strengthen her body. And let's pray for all the pastors out there that are truly trying to lift up the name of Jesus and trying to get the word out. Let's pray for all the people that go to these churches that they'll get on fire for the Lord and want more from the Lord. A lot of people think that when they get saved that's all there is to it, but you can grow and grow in the Lord, and you can get as high up as you want to. You just got to get in the Word and pray, seek the Lord, fast and pray, and the Lord will strengthen you, and He'll
bless you,
make you up higher in Him. So just remember all these ones out here on the Facebook. We're having problems seeing who's coming in tonight, but anyways, just lift them up tonight and ask God to touch all their needs.
Amen.
And like Brother Miles said a while ago, me and Tim really needing a healing in our throats ever since we've been sick. It's been about nearly 2 months for me and about a month for Tim. And we're needing healing in our throats. Our throats just keep acting up on us. It's just, our voices keep cracking and popping and going on. So just remember us. God's got it. But just remember all the lost out there. We have many family members that need to come to the Lord. I think the ones that have already come to the Lord, I got a brother that called me the other day, and it just thrills me when I talk to him now, because he talks about the Lord and, talks about him and some of my other family members singing, and he never did do that before. And he's been in church about 5 or 6 years now, I guess, and serving the Lord. So I just thank God that he is bringing my family in.
Amen.
And so just continue praying for each other's families. And Brother Miles, go ahead and lead us in prayer.
Before I do, I got a couple of praise reports. Man in our church, one in our church named Darrell Ray, he had prostate cancer. And Sunday before last, I asked him to come up and we prayed over him. And I told him I felt like God was moving on that. Well, he went back to see his oncologist to see what kind of treatments, they were going to put him on, what kind of chemo. And he told him, if you ain't going to need chemo, so that's already shrinking. Said something is shrinking it already. It ain't as big as it looks. It's shrinking down. So God's moving, folks. And Marshall Green, he's a preacher. I've known him about 30-something years. And his brother goes to church with us there. He had a major stroke, Marshall did, here the other day. He was unconscious, everything, rushed in the hospital. And you know what? He's already out of that hospital. He's in the rehab now. And they said he was eating good. He can walk, talk, everything good. And God's done moved that much on that man. And when people go to pray and believe in what they're praying, people, there's things going to happen. God will move. It's up to us to have that faith to reach out and touch God.
Amen.
I just wanted to tell y'all that because God's moving right now. We're seeing miracles happen. And it don't mean it won't happen for you. Just have that faith and hang on.
Prayer request. Barbara Smith and her husband Marshall need our prayers. She had knee replacement surgery. And he's been battling cancer. I think that they said that his cancer was good now. So just remember him. He needs strength in his body and everything. Remember her, that she'll recover from this knee surgery.
Man. This is going to go on.
Yes.
Father God, we come to you right now in the precious name of Jesus.
Thank you for
God,
for every word that's
what a great number of people we brought to
the Lord. The
ones in the prison today that's in there, God, to be praying for us all, to see them change their lives and to reach out to God. I just ask you, Lord, to have mercy on them, to prick their hearts, God, as they would cry out. My community, everybody else's loved ones, God, don't move you. We ask you, Father God, to save their souls. Whatever it takes, God, bring them down to a place where they'll look up to you and say, Lord, please forgive me.
I've been crazy
not to do anything this time. Lord, I pray that that will happen for so many this very night, Lord, that they cry out to you and they find that mercy from God that loves them so much that he would forgive them, clean them from all the time. God, I'm asking right now for miracles, Lord, this day. God, they need a surge in their lives right now. They need the hand of God to move on the work for God, to take that cancer, to beat it down on the neck, and prove that it's good to get out of their lives. Lord, we ask you right now for all these Christ that your God is crying out for mercy, crying out for help from God. Lord, we're praying in the name of Jesus. We ask you to touch each one. We ask you to move upon this very night. All those out there on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, that we don't know they ever said, God, we know they have need. Ask you to pray on each one of them tonight, Lord.
Show them whatever circumstance they may be in, Lord,
that moves upon those lives. It answers our prayers, God. It delivers us from all our sins. Dear God, that's exactly who you are. You're the God of salvation, but you're the God that keeps all other things also. And you're the one that will deliver us, Lord, in our time of need, in our time of trouble. If we depend and look up to you, Lord, I believe that you'll hear our prayers, that you'll touch our bodies, that you'll touch our souls, and you'll make us completely 100% on you, God. I believe that miracles are just something you do every day. A miracle is the sign of life that comes when death is so close. But God, you are a miracle that we'll ever know in this time. But God, you move on us each day. You keep us safe through the day. You watch over us, guide us, teach us, bring us glory to you, God. We just ask you, Lord, to double up our service to you, God. Help us to be more to you than we've ever been. Help us to be willing to do whatsoever you ask, God, and be willing, Lord, to receive the blessing that you send our way, and to give you the thanks, the praise, and the glory for everything you do. Dear God, I ask you to move the brother to one. And to move on him, to strengthen him.
Let's move on every situation, Lord.
Because I know he gets tired. But Lord, I ask you to give us extra strength in these last days that we don't fail you, that we don't let down, that we keep the standard lifted up. God, to show yourself, you will not win. You cannot win because you lost when you got thrown out of heaven. You lost when you came against us. Dear God, I ask you right now to move in this country of ours. There's so many that have fell away from God, and they're not looking up anymore. They're looking down. But I ask you, turn their gaze up, turn it to the God of all glory, and restore the faith of this nation again. Lord, I praise you. I thank you for everything you do. I thank you for everything you bless, because you're more than able. God, it's us that need to hold on to our faith stronger. We need to look to God and trust that you are going to deliver those who have to be delivered tonight. Whether it be healing, whether it be the mercy of salvation, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in the name of Jesus for it all. Glory to your precious name, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord. Glory to God. Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Do you have anything else to add to that, Brother Miles?
Just one thing.
Okay.
If you truly cry out to God tonight, tomorrow you're not going to be the same. I want
That's
you to know
right.
that it's God's a right now, on time, every time God. And
yes,
I remember I cried out to him in the woods behind Mother's house, and he forgave me. It's right there.
Yes.
I wasn't at church.
Hallelujah.
Wasn't nobody preaching to me. I got out in the woods, was reading my Bible, and I went to crying and praying, and I asked for salvation, and I received salvation.
Hallelujah.
If you ask for the mercy of God, mercy you're going to get. If you ask for salvation from your heart, salvation is what you're going to receive. I just ask the people, if you are saved, you've asked God to forgive you, please let us know. We just love to celebrate with you to know that another soul has come home, that they've come to realize that God is the answer. We got so many questions as human beings on this earth, but God is the answer to every last one of them. Every problem you've got, if you'll get in your Bible, you'll find a solution to that problem.
because God didn't want you to be left with a problem too big to solve. If we come to
That's
him,
it.
The problems will be taken care of, and you'll be taken care of. Glory to God. He said he will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Yes.
He's right there for us. Just remember, you're never alone.
Yes.
You'll never fight a battle by yourself. And if you win it, you'll win it with God on your side. And I just wanted to add that because a lot of people out there, they get so frustrated. Things go so wrong. Everything's turned upside down. Can't seem to get ahead. Every time you start getting ahead, your job plays out or something happens. Your car breaks down. Something else comes on. But that's where God's there. He's to show you there's always hope. There's always a way of escape.
Yeah.
There's always salvation. And he's the one that'll bring it. He'll save us. We just got to trust him. Now, just back to you, sis. All I got, I'm getting hoarse of that beat.
Okay, I just want to thank everyone for tuning in and just like and share it for us if you don't care so we can get the gospel out farther. And we just want to invite you to come in on Monday to Pastor Don Harris's broadcast. It's on every Monday at 6 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time. And then we're on every Thursday. We're Reaching the World for Christ in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We're on from 6 to 8 p.m. every Thursday. So, and that is also USA Eastern Standard Time. So just tune in with us and worship the Lord with us. And we want to say God bless. We thank all the listeners that have been listening from all over the world. We thank God for you. We're praying for you. And we thank God for all the ones that are praying for this broadcast because we surely need all the prayers that we can get. And we want to say good night. We love you. And we just want to say Merry Christmas to everyone out there. And we hope that you have a safe and blessed New Year.
Amen.
But it's a little bit early, but we'll keep saying Merry Christmas. Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
But we're just going to say good night and that we love everybody, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Good.
God bless.
Everybody out there. God bless. God's blessings be upon all of you. I love y'all. Love you, Sister Betty.
Go with God and he can go with you. Bye.
Amen.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.